Imagine if you tried to make a womble out of human skin.
I didn't have a swim cap. I had two Veruca socks, though.
The boat is my natural enemy.
How'd you bite me now?
Hello and welcome to How Do You Like Me Now, the podcast where we go back and relive the golden years of kids' TV. I'm Will, with me as always is Liz. Hello, Liz.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we're back, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Didn't want to segue into the Backstreet Boys.
No, I'm hearing you though, loud and clear, that we are back.
Because we've been away. We've been away for quite some time.
We have. We've taken a break. Things have happened. You know, we've
taken a couple of breaks.
We have.
And we're not necessarily intended.
No. Well, we had some breaks because...
we've been down with the sickness.
We have. We got
the... old sea bug.
Oh, we got the Rona.
The Rona got us.
Oh, for the first time. Dodged it all this time. All this time.
It's embarrassing, really, isn't it? The whole time you managed to avoid it, and then right when nobody's talking about it anymore.
Yep.
But I do feel like we're something of a trendsetter on the summer surge.
Yes, that's it.
I got it, and then, or you gave it to me, and then I'm telling people, oh yeah, I've got the Rona, and it, all of a sudden everybody's like, oh yeah, I know someone else has got that. I'm like, okay, I was first, all right.
Don't go stealing
Don't
my
start.
Thunder.
Yeah.
We got the summer Rona before it was cool,
but we're fine now.
Yes,
it's
we
all
are.
Good. It's no joke, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, and we're back. We're back once again, and we're going to do something slightly different to celebrate our return.
Well, we said what we're coming back with. We've got to come back with something.
Oh yeah,
they'll be expecting something.
Well, this is it. They will. This is it. So we've decided we're going to do something which we've talked about, I think, in the past. I think we have talked about this. Long-time listeners will remember that we've done a series of polls previously for people to pick episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of those things
were great things in those polls.
Great things in those polls. Some great,
that we
great
didn't end up watching.
Absolutely. That we haven't watched. That some would argue it's a travesty and a crime that we haven't watched. So I think we should go back and watch some of those things.
You think? Or was this my idea and I'm making you introduce it?
This is your idea that I'm introducing. That we should go back and do these things. So we're going to do a little series of episodes now, aren't we, Liz?
We're going to do a few episodes of The Best of the Losers. All the things we should have watched.
Yes.
So, yeah, some of the things that have been up for polls and didn't get watched the first time around, they're coming back now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like it or not. Because we did actually watch, some people might be the first time they're ever tuning in and they're like, what? There's a lot of things going on here that I don't understand. Just don't worry about it. But we had these series of polls and we did have one poll, which was the losers, which was two losers.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched whichever one out of those losers. Are you still with me? Right. And what was that thing that we watched?
Sharky and George.
And it's the one thing on this show that I regret watching. Everything else I might complain about, but I don't truly feel regret. I feel that at least we got an episode out of it. I watched it. I got through it. I made an episode. Therefore, there was a reason to watch it. There, we barely scraped an episode. And I now question anybody that ever watched that show. Anybody that's got a good word to say about that show, I think, oh, something wrong with you. Anyway, so we should never have gone back and watched that, and that's the only time that we have watched one of the losers. And now I've suggested a limited series of us watching all losers, so they better not be all like that.
Well, yeah, this is it. Last thing we want is like a long series of buyer's remorse. Where we go back and everything is just a regret.
Everything is regret. But I'm sure it won't be like that. I think probably when we introduced this feature, we probably should have sold it to the listener as a good thing. And what I've done is immediately introduce the concept that this is a bad thing that I'm subjecting them to.
I'll be honest, it's on brand for our style.
Yeah. Anyway.
So this is the first week and we are watching The Riddlers.
Now, The Riddlers comes with triple regret. Okay, because when we have put it up as a loser, mm-hmm. well, we put it up for a poll and it was a loser, to what did it lose to?
It lost to Inspector Gadget.
Okay, well, we can discuss later whether, you know, that was fair. But when we put it up for that poll, we had already watched it. We had already watched it and recorded an episode, but we had technical difficulties back. This was back in the early, early days.
Oh, this is back in the dim and distant past when we were using not the high technology we now do, but we were using a little USB mic and we were using a little web-based recording thing.
But the two of us sat round one mic, but it's the same laptop, isn't it, that crashed?
But it's all right because the laptop's been resurrected since, you know, we've evolved. Everything's grown and moved on.
Okay, do you just want to check that this is recorded? Because I just have a terrible fear.
Yeah, no, we're good.
I cannot have a second Lost Riddlers episode. No. The other thing that's regretful about this is when we've gone back to, because I think it's the unspoken rule of this show is that we're watching most of this stuff on bootleg YouTube clips.
Yeah.
People may have guessed that.
If they hadn't, then well done us.
I don't like to pay for stuff.
No, paying for stuff is hideously overrated.
I wouldn't consider paying for any of these shows. But anyway,
Look, Liz, there's a cost of living crisis. It is fiscally responsible of us not to pay for things.
We've been gone so long that I don't think there was a cost of living crisis last time we were here.
Oh, God.
I mean, there was, but we weren't calling it that yet. Anyway, oh, holy maloly. We already recorded an episode of The Riddlers, but when we went back, the episodes of The Riddlers that we watched the first time around were no longer available, so I've just made you watch two more episodes of The Riddlers. It was about 2 years ago that you watched it anyway, so you would have had to rewatch something. But yeah, we sat down and recorded a whole episode, and, you know, you talked about their freakishness, and I talked about their ginger hair. I don't know. Whatever the episode was, it was lost. And so this is the third, and I will say final, attempt to get the Riddlers on the episode.
Yeah, if this doesn't work out, we're not coming back.
Oh, no, no. That's fair. I would agree to that. Because this is my pick. Let's just say that. And people have criticised me in the past because they've said, Liz, you say you don't like, you know, puppets or things that aren't people in your TV shows, right? And yet the ones that you do pick are the most freakish, most horrible, that other people don't like.
People do say that.
And the
verbatim.
I think one person tweeted that, and it's a very correct observation. But I don't know that I like the Riddlers. It's a morbid fascination. I used to watch it. I used to sit and watch it.
Okay.
But I was always a bit scared of them.
I mean, that's understandable. They are scary looking.
A lot of people are scared of the Riddlers.
Yeah.
I think we'll get that out of the way straight away. Mm-hmm. So if people don't remember them, they are sort of rubber-faced
gargoyles.
They're not gargoyles, are they?
No.
They have a very strange face. They're Riddlers. I think it's like borrowers, but they're bigger. But they're not all the way human-sized.
Sure, okay, I'll go with that. I mean, they're
very like fleshy wombles. Imagine if you tried to make a womble out of human skin. And then you gave it a very cheap, fancy dress Tina Turner wig.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a Riddler is.
Yeah, that's an accurate I mean, I'd written grotesque, but a womble made of human skin with a Tina Turner wig is a far more accurate description.
Grotesque is correct, though. They are literally grotesque.
Yeah, yours are just much more poetic.
I do want to start with a theme tune, though.
Okay.
As I read that some people felt that when they were kids, they were meant to be scared of the Riddlers. Because when you see the theme tune, it's panning across this nice little garden.
Hmm.
And as it kicks in, this theme tune, you see the Riddlers for the first time, and they felt that was a scary music, when what I think is that is kick-ass music.
See, now, I have...
This is a bop.
It is... I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree. It is not a bop. It is one of the furthest removed from a bop theme tunes that we've ever come across, right? I've never considered a hurdy-gurdy to be a bop-worthy instrument.
Well, that just shows how narrow-minded you are.
It's... Yeah, because the title, like you say, you come across this garden, it's all drawn, it's all sort of, you know, beautifully drawn out, and then the camera starts twisting this way and that way, and this hurdy-gurdy is going, and then suddenly some electric, like, lute...
Electric guitar kicks in.
Right, you're adding far too much slap to that than it actually
is. That's how I hear it. That's how it hits my ears.
For the benefit of the listeners, Liz is like holding an air guitar like she's in Status Quo at the moment.
They knew that. You didn't have to paint that picture. Everyone got that.
It is unsettling music. And as this is the thing I can't figure out, because to my mind, right, that music has a feel to it of this is going to be a bit dark and a bit mysterious and a bit kind of like, whoa. But when you get into it, the show isn't actually like that.
There's no dark mystery in the show. No. I imagine when they asked the guy to compose that, they just showed him a Riddler. And he was like, oh, okay, you really want to freak the kids out.
Let me unpack the hurdy-gurdy here. And we'll get...
I believe the person who did the music is actually Neil Innes, who you may know as a Monty Python collaborator.
Okay.
So he may have just got bored and thought, I'm just going to put some sauce on this.
That's fair. That's.
I feel like that's what happened with almost all the shows that we grew up with, right, is they were out of work comedians, artists, you know, whatever they were, they wanted to be doing adult material, got stuck in the kids section, and they were like, I'm just, if I can slap in, you know, just slap in. If I can slip in.
That's worse.
No, because they're slipping in stuff.
Yeah, that's worse than slapping in.
It isn't.
It's okay.
We've got two different perspectives.
I guess slipping in is much more sneaky.
Yeah, they're sneaking stuff in.
Okay, sneaking in is fine. I've got no problem with sneaking in.
Yeah. But you know the way, like in The Little Mermaid, there was like a scene of porn or something. Like,
what?
There was like, I don't know, I might be misremembering.
I knew it was a mistake getting Disney Plus.
I'm misremembering. It isn't The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid was the one with the penis on the cover.
What?
When they drew the castle in the background, somebody, bored animator, drew a penis on it, and then they had to reissue it and whatever.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard this.
The porn might be the Rescuers. Or the Rescuers Down Under. Hey! But, like, there's a TV in the background and somebody put porn on it because it was funny to them because it was only going to be in it for a split second. Nobody could ever have seen it apart from the fact that years later you can do frame by frame and whatever.
Yeah.
Because technology, you know, you get me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying people are slipping stuff in.
Yeah.
They're not slapping it in.
No.
Slapping it in would be right, you know. They're slipping in all the time without kids really noticing. Are you getting what I'm saying?
I'm with you now, yes. I can't promise I won't laugh when you say slipping it in again.
So anyway, this episode that we watched is the first episode of Series 2, because we couldn't find the first episode of Series 1.
Couldn't find any of Series 1.
Get on board. We're going for Series 2. Do you know what? We're so rigid on our format, aren't we? Well, I know it must be the first episode of Series 1. Who's checking? We're not in school. We're not being graded on this. We watched the first episode of Series 2 because we wanted to. What are you going to do about it? Anyway, it was an excellent choice because it was haircut time for Mossop.
Yes.
We should go through the characters. I mean, people will be... they'll be so excited to hear about these characters again. I'm joking, they won't. I'd forgotten them too. Okay. So Mossop, he's your main lad. He's your main lad Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he is full-fledged Riddler.
Yes.
Right, he's got the ginger hair. It's usually fairly short. Like, it's a lot of hair for a human, but for a Riddler, fairly well contained. Mm-hmm. Right. Then you've got Tiddler.
Yes.
She, I would say, is more of a lady.
Yes, I think she's meant to be a woman.
She is not a full-fledged Riddler. She's a Tiddler.
Right. So, presumably, when she becomes a full-fledged Riddler, she'll no longer be called Tiddler.
When she became full-fledged Riddler, her name became Tiddlup.
Oh, right. Okay. This is already hurting my brain.
Would you like to know more of the lore of the Riddlers?
Oh, God, no.
I know, but also, you love lore.
Tell me. Spin me a yarn of lore.
The worst thing is, I know we did this on the previous episode. This part I remember. The series centred on Marjorie Daw. We haven't mentioned. She's a human.
Yes.
And the two Riddlers, who are small humanoid creatures portrayed by puppets, whose main aim in life was to riddle things out. Okay. Named Mossop and Tiddler, who inhabited her garden at Riddleton End. It would later be revealed that Tiddler was an orphan and had no other next of kin. So Mossop adopted Tiddler as an infant. Tiddler was not the latter's real name, but a title given to young apprentice Riddlers. Once they achieved full Riddler status, there would be a special graduation-type ceremony at which they would be given their real name. Tiddler's training included being told 12 stories by a Riddlestone, usually one of Aesop's foibles, which is Aesop's fables.
Right, okay.
She would then have to riddle out the moral. That actually comes up in the second episode.
It does.
I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Can I just say, I need to register how much Aesop's foibles has annoyed me.
Yes?
That's proper annoyed me, that has.
Why?
I just has. It just has, Liz. I just...
You're very protective over Aesop's fables?
No, not at all. Not in the slightest. Haven't studied Aesop's fables since I was, like, at primary school, I don't think. But that just irritated me.
Would it irritate you more or less if I said that on the wiki entry it says Aesop's foibles, brackets, Yorkshire dialect for Aesop's fables?
Well, that annoys me even more.
I thought it would, yeah. That's why I said that.
That really annoys me. Like, so much. I'm beginning to be filled with an incandescent rage about this.
When Tiddler had achieved full Riddler status by getting the morals of 12 stories correct, she chose to be called Tiddlup at the ceremony. Marjorie, who's the human, wanted to go to the ceremony, but was told by Mossop that only Riddlers and Tiddlers could go, as it was a Riddler law. In order to go, she became a Riddler.
What?
I'm glad we didn't watch that episode.
Oh, God. Riddlers and Tiddlers and Riddler law. And no, it's... No, no.
So, yes, if you remember the name being Tiddlup, it's Tiddler. It's Tiddler, Tiddlup. It's the same thing.
Yes. So... Going back to these characters then, obviously Mossop is this main Riddler.
And he does have kind of a Yorkshire accent, okay?
Yeah, yes. He speaks like a befuddled Yorkshire bank manager.
Oh, a Riddler. Oh, what is it now?
Yes, that's an accurate impression of him. he balances this kind of, like, I must teach riddles with... A very officiousness of, well, I think you'll find I'm in charge here. It's kind of, if you imagine, like...
He's a grouch. He's a grumpy.
Yeah, it's like a cross between Oscar the Grouch, Captain Mannering, and a rubber mask.
And how would you characterise Tiddler?
Tiddler? I mean, Tiddler seems much more easygoing, you know.
I am Tiddler. I've got a stupid voice.
Yes, she does have a stupid voice.
Oh, Marjorie, can you put ribbons in my hair?
Why are you laughing?
Because I've just realised that whenever you do that kind of voice, you blink a lot.
That's how I get into the voice. Don't question my method.
So sorry, you need to send to yourself.
What do you mean, whenever I do that voice? How often do I do that?
Surprisingly often.
How dare you?
I mean, I haven't got a cam going or anything. But... So, I guess the big question I have is, that description of what Riddlers are does not help me.
Okay.
Because what that said is, Riddlers are roughly humanoid puppets.
Yes.
But what are they?
Well, they are Riddlers.
Right, and Riddlers are?
They are a sort of humanoid race who riddle things out.
Right. They're gnomes?
Well, why would they be gnomes?
Well, I don't know, but what are Riddlers, I guess is my question.
Well, what are anything?
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. But I mean, okay.
You explain to me what a Teletubby was, and then I'll explain to you what a Riddler is.
Okay.
And we'll see who has a deeper definition.
Teletubbies were aliens that came to wherever they were, Buckinghamshire, to learn about human civilization.
Okay, well, Riddlers aren't aliens. They've always been here.
Have they now?
They're Riddlers.
Right. Okay.
They're just Riddlers.
They're just Riddlers. They're just Riddlers. I'm just going to get on board with
They're not gnomes. But you accept gnomes?
I'd accept gnomes because gnomes. I feel like gnomes have like a thing. Like,
well, what's gnomes' thing?
Well, they are. They're gnomes. They're small creatures that live in a garden.
Okay, so are Riddlers.
Then why have? Oh,
we've done gnomes. We're doing Riddlers now. They're not an elf. They're not a pixie. They're not a sprite. They're Riddlers.
Okay.
Like I say, they're not borrowers.
It just feels a bit lacking. I just want a little more backstory. If you give me
more... You want more backstory?
I want a little more.
You just heard me do the backstory. I would argue it's too much. Let's get into Marjorie Dawes. MILF or no MILF? Don't tell me she isn't MILFish. I'm not an authority, but she's got something, I don't know. Something about her.
Something that says country-bound sex pot.
Yeah. She's very much on trend, I would say.
Oh, she is right now, yes. It's coming around again.
Because she's wearing sort of the Laura Ashley, you know, 90s floral dresses. Mm-hmm. Very much, you know, come back now in cottage core or something. I think that trend went a couple of months ago. But, yeah, there seems to be a trend for... the kids of today, as I
the youth,
dressing like sort of puritanical old washerwomen, and she fits into that.
I'd like to see the youth of today go full puritanical and be.
Don't say it because it's happening.
I'd like dressed like Puritans, like you know when like go off to the New World. You know the silver buckles and the big white collars and black and the hats and everything else. Like they're about to board the Mayflower.
You want to go and see them colonise some places?
I don't want to go see them colonise places. I want to see them dress like they're going to colonise places.
We're just talking fashion.
Yeah, that's it. Right. I think this is the thing. I think now, you know, I've accepted now that the 90s have come round again, that I'm now out of, you know, I'm no longer the trendsetter in clothing that I once was.
Well, I don't know about that, because you still own some of the same clothes.
Yeah.
Didn't you show me a Facebook post which proved that the T-shirt that was on the line was 13 years old?
At least. That's the wonderful thing about Facebook memories. For me, it's...
You see all your clothes again.
It's like, oh, look at this thing I did when I was young, and hey, I've still got that.
I've still got that T-shirt.
I'm still wearing that.
The kids of today can't teach you anything about reduce, reuse, recycle, can they?
Not a thing. I'll shit them. I think it's the thing, if you when you're older and you're like no longer sort of the forefront and you're seeing like clothing from your youth come round again,
yeah.
I feel it's only right that you should be able to mock young people for looking ridiculous. I think that's the point at which you can start mocking the youth for looking ridiculous.
The problem that I think we have now is that we're on social media with the youth. Mm-hmm. And there's a division in the like Facebook is definitely older, like the people using it are much more likely to be like our age or older. No, none of the kids are on Facebook.
Oh, no.
In any serious way.
No.
But then you have other things like Instagram, and you know I got a TikTok, where you're seeing like 30-year-old women trying out trends up against like 19-year-olds, and then we're all like comparing ourselves. So we should not be in the same, you know, years ago you wouldn't have had this because you would have talked to your peers about trends and fashions and, you know, what and music and what was going on in the world. Now we're all mixed in together. It's like you're always going to feel old because you're screaming out, this has come round before and it was terrible then. And they're all going, no, this is timeless. It will never age. Like, that's what I said 20 years ago. Of course we feel old. Don't go on social media. That's my answer.
Cut yourself off from the world.
Yeah, maybe we should go Puritans. Just become hermits and, like, live off the land. I don't know.
I miss post.
You miss post? Oh, I would send you a letter, but we do live in the same house.
We do. I mean, I don't get fun post. No one gets fun post anymore. I mean, all the posts you get these days is bills and reminders and circulars, right?
Will, these days.
Yes, all right.
When did this start?
Look, I've aged since we did this podcast last.
No, I want you to tell me, when was the time that you used to get fun posts?
I guess it was probably before the advent of...
It was never, right? Since the dawn of time, people have been complaining about the post because it's all just bills.
I think I can pinpoint it down to one specific moment in time.
When you turned 11?
No, it was when birthday cards stopped having money in them when they arrived.
Yes, I knew it was going to be about birthday cards because that is the one type of fun post that anyone has ever received.
Yeah.
What was all the other fun posts?
You know, occasionally you get like a parcel or you get...
You're not Jane fucking Austen. No one's... No one's ever written you in an epistle or whatever, right? You've never had fun posts, so stop harking back.
You never had like a pen pal or anything?
Oh yeah, I had a pen pal, right? Because in school, in languages, they told us we had to have a pen pal. And so I wrote a letter. They sent it to someone. You entrusted it to this company that were going to find you a pen pal. I waited for weeks and weeks and weeks. I got one letter from this person, and do you know what? I just got a bad vibe from them. I just got the vibe. I wouldn't get on with them. And so I never wrote back. Waste of time. It's like when I joined school. When I joined secondary school, this teacher said, oh, you're the only person from your school. We've found someone else who there's only one person from her school. So maybe you'd like to have a chat and you can make friends. And I walked over to her and the teacher explained this thing. And she was like, do you like South Park? And I was like, no, because I didn't and I still don't and I never have. And then she's like, do you like, I don't know if it was Family Guy. I don't know if that was on then. This is a long time fucking ago. Anyway, she listed out all these things that either I'd never seen, never heard of, or didn't like. And I was like, no, sorry, no, I don't know what that is. No. And then she was like, okay, and just walked off. That was it. And every time I saw her, like, because we went to the same school, we weren't in the same form, but we went to the same school. So I'd see her in the corridor sometimes and I think, oh, that's Zoe. She likes South Park. And that pen pal I had from Germany, I reckon she and Zoe would have got on like a house on fire.
She liked South Park too.
There was no mention of it, but I got the vibe.
The vibe! There's something about this that tells me, yeah, they're a South Park watcher.
Right. So anyway, there's no fun post. Back to Marjorie Dawes.
Yes.
And her colourful drawers. Because she's hanging her washing out, isn't she?
She is hanging her washing out.
And she's hanging out a towel, a swimming costume, and what I thought was a very unflattering pair of pants.
I did too, and I thought, because Mossop's pointing out what's on this line to Tiddler, and he says, oh, it's a towel and a swimming costume and a vat.
He seems embarrassed.
He does, yeah. Which, to be honest, if you saw someone hanging giant flesh-coloured pants out online, I think you'd be embarrassed.
You'd be embarrassed if you drew attention to them.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be there in the background, you just don't mention them.
Just don't mention it.
To go, oh, look at those, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
for everyone.
But they aren't pants.
No.
It's allegedly a swim cap.
Yeah, she says it's a swim cap, keeps her hair dry. Now, I never had a swim cap. growing up.
You're a boy.
Yeah, I know.
You hardly had any hair.
No, I know, but I knew one or two boys who did have swim caps.
Well, I can't see the point of putting a swim cap over your grade twos.
Did you have a swim cap?
No, I couldn't swim. We've been through this. We've been through the fact that I was assigned to the rocks.
So sorry.
And we just sat on the side. I didn't have a swim cap. I had two Veruca socks, though, because you don't need to go in the water to catch a Veruca.
Sorry, I could have dragged up some more painful memories there. Maybe Zoe had a swim cap.
She fucking did. Absolutely no. I think she swam for the school.
Another thing. Another nail in the coffin of that potential friendship.
Oh, if only women didn't all change their names, I'd be able to find her on social media and see how she's doing. Stop changing your names, women. Anyway, no, do what you like. I'm not allowed to tell you. But I've been told. Sounds like I've been sued, doesn't it? I mean, the feminist guild has sued me into silence.
I am required to say that I cannot tell you what to do.
Women. I do think she swam for the school. At the county level or something. I remember her in the paper. Must find her. Anyway.
The point I was going to ask is, I don't think a swimming cap is one of those things you would hang up on a washing line.
I agree, it's strange, but the whole point of that scene is that Mossop is teaching Tiddler to riddle out, because Tiddler just goes, oh, Marjorie's putting her washing out. And Mossop, he is a bit pedantic, says, no, riddle this situation out. What is she doing? And says, you know, she's not putting her washing out, she's been swimming. Which is really, it is pedantry, isn't it, of the worst order.
Of the, oh, terrible, terrible, terrible pedantry. And you know me, Liz, if there's one thing I can't stand...
It's other people doing pedantry worse than you.
Yes. Yeah, so they're talking about swimming, which very quickly segues us into a story about swimming.
So this is a feature of the show, is that you sometimes get an animated section in which the... Riddlers look even more scary, I think, the drawings of them. And this one is about a day on the river.
Yes.
With water boatmen.
That's a school thing. Never hear about sodding water boatmen anywhere else, but school is drilled into you. That is a water boatman. You must learn to recognise this. It's like algebra. It'll save your life one day.
I was going to bring this up with you because we both went to, I think, fairly rural primary schools.
Yep.
Do you think there's like kids in inner city London who are learning about water boatmen? Was it just because we were like in nature that they thought we should know this stuff?
Maybe. I mean, maybe it was a factor of like teaching at primary schools in the 90s that any body of open water you go past, you must teach the children to look for the presence of water boatmen.
I have to get real with you though. Mm-hmm. Finding out the water boatmen, right? That is the most exciting thing that they teach you about in that. We went pond dipping. You went pond dipping, right?
We did go pond dipping.
Pond dipping was just a classic school trip, right? You dip in there, you get a load of old shite, but you get a water boatman. That's genuinely exciting because they move in a specific way.
They
like
do.
A water boatman, like a man with a boat on the water, a water boatman, right? It's exciting. A water boatman, he's the catch of the day. I was going to say he's the Pikachu, but I'm not sure that's actually the best one. I don't know.
Let's not get back into Pokemon.
We can't go back into Pokemon. I never really learned any of their names.
I think, again, as a throwback, I think the youth would probably say that a water boatman is the Charizard of the pond dipping.
I'll have to take your word for that. But I'm saying he's the nuts.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying water boatman, most exciting. If you never went pond dipping, you won't know.
Well, and maybe this is the thing. Maybe kids these days don't go pond dipping.
Maybe they don't, but I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should. And I think just what you're saying, like, if you live in a place that there's no ponds nearby, certainly there are, like, publicly accessible ponds.
If you live in a place with no ponds, they should build a pond.
Yes.
They shouldn't take away your knowledge of water boatmen.
Well, that's it, because who knows when
it'll come in handy. I don't want to get political. I'm just saying.
I've been on this earth 36 years, and I'm still waiting for water boatman knowledge to become important.
So the water boatman is just a water boatman, but the postman is a hedgehog.
Yes, which it's a nice twist, I think, was the only thing that sprung to mind there.
Nice twist. It's not really twisting on anything, is it?
No.
It's like the water boatman's just knocking about like he normally would. Mm-hmm. I think there's also a frog that's just knocking about. The hedgehog, they've given him a job.
Yeah.
Don't know why. No idea why. It doesn't make sense with the rest of the scene.
It doesn't. Now,
it means nothing.
I have to ask them, do you think that's Marjorie Dawes' actual postman? Her post is delivered by a hedgehog?
No, never saw anything that exciting on the show. I'm sorry. I enjoyed watching it, but nothing like that ever happened. I'm sure her postman was just a fella. Mr. Grimley probably brought it round. We'll get on to him.
Oh, aye.
Anyway, there's walls and water walls.
That was water wall.
There's voles and water voles.
Yes.
Again, no reason for it.
Nope.
So the two of them get in a boat, the Riddlers.
Yes. Because this is the thing, because all through this, when basically all these people are saying to Tiddler, they're going swimming, she's like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we go in the river? And Mossop keeps saying, Riddlers don't swim.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what it was about.
I was expecting there to be a twist of, oh, it just turns out that Mossop's just afraid of water. But then he's like, no, we have to go in a boat because we can't actually touch the water, which made me think gremlins.
Well, you may say gremlins, but they're not furry. If you shaved a gremlin, do you think it would look like a Riddler?
Well, yeah, I think it probably would look a bit like a
Riddler. It would look a bit like it.
Yeah.
Mm. The ears are different.
Yeah, but I think especially the evil gremlins would look more like Riddlers than Mogwai does.
Wow. Okay.
Which makes me wonder, is this where...
It's their final evolution.
Riddlers come from.
Riddlers I do know about Pokemon. They say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and they were talking about me and Pokemon. Yeah, as soon as I saw the boat, I had a sinking feeling. No!
Yes!
I'm not coming back with puns.
Yes!
When I saw the boat, I had negative feelings towards it because I don't like boats. I'm not good in a boat.
No.
No. I once went on a hen do and we had to go in a punt, right? And a punt is a great big, you know, flat-bottomed boat that people go in for fun and they stand it. And we're in approximately a foot of water. And I genuinely have unstable joints. So a boat is my natural enemy. Well, it's not natural. It's my unnatural enemy. I honestly should not be allowed in a boat. I endangered the lives of every person in that hen do. I made it stressful. I'm a large woman with unstable joints. I should not be required to go in a punt. I felt like I was going to turn the thing over. And everyone's like, why are you so afraid, right? Because they're thinking that I'm worried that I'm going to drown. But my fear is not drowning. My fear is turning over a punt, making the biggest spectacle ever seen in the Canterbury River, and an entire hen do of women who already don't seem to like me because I'm odd and don't get on with other people, hate me for getting them wet. That was my fear of the punt. I was just a nightmare in there. I'm like grabbing onto the man with the stick. I'm grabbing onto everyone else.
Well, that's a surefire way to tip over and destabilize the man with the stick.
There was nothing else to grab onto. I need a handrail at all times, right? If you wouldn't put your elderly nan on it, don't put me on it. I should not have been in that punt. Anyway, that's what I thought of when I saw that boat. I'm not good in any boats. I've got so many boat stories, Will.
Oh, maybe we'll do a spin-off podcast.
I'm like Uncle Albert. Every boat I've ever been in, I didn't need to get bombed. I just destabilised it with my own mass.
During the boat trip.
During the boat trip. I nearly went arse over tit for the 1,000,000th time, taking a hen party with me. Anyway, this is why I have no female friends.
I mean, I think this is more a family thing with you as well.
Yeah, because... my mum's not good in the boat either. She's still upset with my dad for making us go on a frog tour. I think it got renamed Duck Tours. It was, they used to do it on the Thames. They were former World War II amphibious vehicles. So they could drive along the road, they pick people up, drive along the road, and then go into the Thames. And my mum had never heard of one and doesn't like boats. So she got on it, not knowing what was going to happen. And then all of a sudden you're in the water. And the thing is with this is you're quite low, sunken into the water. So the water level is up high and you can see it sloshing around on parts of, there's like glass in the door and you can see water sloshing around you. And my mum would never have agreed to go on this, but she was trapped. And afterwards, she would constantly share with us news articles about people where these things, they're old and shouldn't probably have been used like that. People died. I think a person died on one of these. But yeah, people were going in the water and they were sinking all the time. And yeah, we absolutely, as a family, we were, I was going to say not on board. I don't know why there are so many boat puns popping into my head. But yeah, I just, as I say, I don't swim. I don't go on boats. I shouldn't be near water.
We should really live somewhere more landlocked.
I know. I love living by the coast, though. Yeah. Very strange.
That's right. We're high above the water here.
Yes. I want to know where it is. So I'll just keep it in my peripheral. Anyway, that little story there wasn't a moral to that, was there? Because sometimes there's a moral, but this wasn't a foible or a fable.
No. There's nothing here. It's just they get in a boat, they have a nice time in the boat.
It's filler, essentially.
Yes, effectively.
So we go back to the main story, which we've hardly touched on, which is Mossop's hair being too long.
Yes.
Oh, I think we've got to move things along now, Will. Oh, I say that, but we'll just talk about some more filler that they do. So Mossop is refusing to get his hair done,
mm-hmm.
and so he sings a song. This is, again, a feature of the Riddlers, is that they have songs in each episode. None of the songs are good.
No, none of the songs are good.
I genuinely remember us talking about this last time, that we talked about how just piss poor the songs are. This song is called, I think, Long Hair.
Yes, he introduces it with saying quite firmly, I like it long.
Yes, he does say
he
that.
He does. He likes it long. And then, yeah, sings a song about how long hair is the style for him, and finishes it with a flourish where he falls backwards into a chest of drawers and a pot of glue falls onto his head.
Yeah. I think you can see which direction that's going.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has refused to have his hair cut, despite everybody advising him that he would look better with it cut.
Yep.
So he basically can't see. I would say it's like David Bowie in Labyrinth. It's that style of mullet.
Yes.
But a ginger, obviously.
And spiked like the Tina Turner party wig.
The Tina Turner party wig.
Try saying that three times fast.
I don't think I've said it once. Anyway. So, yeah, glue spills in his hair. The glue spills in the middle onto his scalp.
Yes.
So they say, I don't think you'll ever wash that out. Despite the fact it looks like PVA, which is very washable. I don't think you'll wash that out. You'll have to cut it. And you think, right, well, I don't really believe that as a solution because it's right to his scalp, so he'd be bald. So that's ridiculous. Ridiculous solution. Just try washing it first. But I get the conceit of the episode. You want him to cut his hair. You forced him to cut his hair. Could have been bubblegum, but, you know, whatever. It's PVA. So Mr. Grimley has appeared, and he takes up the mantle. He says he'll cut it for him, right? Cut to them outside, because Marjorie Dawes doesn't want any hair on her floor.
No, not at all.
Because she doesn't want to sweep up, lazy sod.
Well, she's already got glue on the floor, so...
Well, glue and hair, I can see, could be a problem. Fair enough, she sends him outside. He is a Riddler.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker is what he is.
Mr. Grimley's going to cut the hair. You assume Mr. Grimley might have done this before, because he offers very readily.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Next thing you know, he's behind the Riddler with some garden shears. Those long hand, not long handled, those short handled, long bladed, like shears you do for hedge trimming. Going to take the poor sod's head off with those.
Oh yeah, I thought it was going to be like a little, no, I'm not going to use these, put them down, get some scissors. No, he's like full on, yeah, use these.
A little visual gag, was that what you were expecting?
I was expecting a little visual gag.
I would say that Riddler's doesn't really have those.
No, and I think it speaks to the quality of the thing that, yes, I was expecting a visual gag, but no gag was forthcoming.
No, and Mr. Grimley, he doesn't really care what Marjorie Dawes says. I think he's the neighbour, isn't he? He's just the neighbour.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything going on between Grimley and Dawes?
Oh, I think he wants there to be.
You think Grimley wants it?
I think he pines for her, but I think she doesn't even see him as a potential object of lust.
I don't agree.
No?
I think she every now and again, when it's, you know, a cold evening, she says, come round, Grimley. Then kicks him out the next morning. And, you know, doesn't want to know him for weeks, and until she gets, you know, an urge, then he's back around again. That's why he's always popping up. He's always available. Well, make sure she knows where he is, just in case.
That's a fair point, because to be honest, any time he appeared on camera coming in, he did seem slightly disappointed to see the Riddlers there.
Yes. See? Exactly.
Okay.
You see
okay,
it too.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was just going to say he uses a towel. Seems quite familiar with the place, but I got onto something different than I meant to. He uses the towel for the Riddler hair.
Yeah. So there's a bit of messing around with Mossop not wanting to sit still. But in the end, he
trims it all up.
Yep. They cut back into the kitchen and they're coming back in.
Oh, Marjorie, thank you for putting ribbons in my hair.
Yes.
That's what Tiddler says.
That's what Tiddler says, yeah.
It's a perfect impression, I would say.
It is, not disputing it at all.
I do it quite often, don't I?
You do, yes.
That wasn't called for, sorry.
And Mossop comes in, he's got a woolly hat on his head. And Grimley goes,
don't look at me.
No, don't look at me. I'm hideous. No, take the mirror away.
He's taken all of it off. He got carried away.
So he takes off the hat and he's bald, and then very quickly Marjorie Dawes.
It looks a bit suspect.
It does look a bit suspect, yeah.
Yeah.
She sees through that it's the swimming cap, takes it off, and he's got his normal haircut again. And
this explains why the swim cap looks strange in the first shot, mm-hmm. because it's actually like a theatrical bald cap.
Yes.
And not a swim cap. Because I looked at it and I was like, how does it attach? Like, it's got flaps to go over your sideburns. And I was like, how are those bits attached? Like, what? That doesn't work. It won't happen. And then, yeah, when he puts it on, it's just a bald cap, which doesn't work because a Riddler doesn't have a human-shaped head.
No.
Just looks ridiculous. Again, if they try and do a visual gag, it doesn't work.
Doesn't pay off. Does not pay off.
And then they have the ending of the episode. It's all wrapped up now. Is Marjorie chasing after him like, oh, you Riddler. But, like, why does she care? It's just a little joke. It's like, all right, ha, yeah, not really funny.
Well, no, she's got to chase him off because, you know, it's her and Grimley time and it's pressing on.
Oh, okay.
That's it, yeah. Get those Riddlers out of the way and, yeah, send them off down crack the pictures.
On.
And, yeah, crack on. Mm. With the man who looks like he stepped out of the Wurzels.
He is very Wurzels. He's got the red necktie and a leather jacket. It's very much a look you'd see at a country fair.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm, very much so.
Trying to evoke a spirit of a time that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like you with your fun post.
Oh, dear. Mate, so that's the first episode we watched. Next one, I feel this got us a little more into the lore. This is the Riddle.
Exactly what I was going to say. Chose this one because I wanted to get into the lore.
You've changed. You never used to care about lore.
I've always cared about the Riddler's lore.
Okay, so this is the Riddlestone necklace.
Yes. It's from series 3. So I've totally messed our format. Usually we choose one from a bit later in the run. Because this ran from 1989 to 1998.
That's crazy.
It's nearly 200 episodes.
That's absolutely insane.
It's shocking, isn't it? It's really shocking.
I mean, that's offensive. That's actually offending me. That this ran for 200 episodes.
There are so many shows that we've watched that have only had, you know, like 30 episodes or less.
Yep.
That you think are great shows and made so much more of an impact.
Mm-hmm.
than this did, and this had nearly 200.
I mean, who the hell kept renewing this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I imagine once you've got the puppets made, it's fairly cheap. You know, they haven't, they've got like two sort of sets, haven't they? Indoors and outdoors. And that's, you know, her kitchen and the garden, that's it. You only need two humans plus puppeteers.
I mean, I just like to speak to whoever kept renewing this. Whoever kept, because this is the thing. I knew no one growing up who was like, oh, I really like the Riddlers.
Yeah, and again, this is peak time for us.
Yep.
So, like, this is right across our childhood. Mm-hmm. And nobody was ever like, oh, do you know what show I absolutely love? I bloody love those Riddlers.
Yeah. No one's crying out for a reboot. No one's crying out for it to come back. People can't even be asked to fill in all the episode listings on Wikipedia. There's like 5-6 series where there's just nothing listed at all. Yeah. Right? No one cares about this show. I'm convinced no one cared about it at the time. Who the hell kept renewing this piece of crap?
I don't know.
I'm proper furious now. 200 episodes, that is an insult.
It's 192, I think.
It's still insulting. But so this one, there's a new character now on the scene. Middle up.
So another Riddler.
Right.
But with blonde hair instead of red.
Yep, and a West Country accent.
And a West Country accent.
Mm.
Russell Howard, if you will.
It does look like Russell Howard.
Don't he does, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
That's not just me being rude.
So, who is middle up in the?
Why are you asking me like I would know?
Well,
all right, I'll get the wiki up. Oh, he's middler, not middle up. I don't know.
Okay, middler.
Middler is another tiddler.
What? He's another tiddler.
Yeah.
You can't have tiddler, a middler, and another tiddler.
No, listen, I told you in the law, a tiddler is an apprentice riddler.
Right, okay.
So I'm saying that middler is also an apprentice.
Right.
He's a tiddler.
So
he's not called tiddler.
No, but if tiddler is an honorific for an apprentice riddler,
yeah.
Then why isn't he called tiddler? Is the idler the honorific?
No. It's not an honor. I don't know if it's an honorific. It's a name of a thing.
Right.
But so she doesn't go by her name, but he does go by his name.
Right. Okay. So what's her name?
Well, she chooses Tiddlup. But I think before that, she doesn't have a name. She's just known as Tiddler.
Oh, okay. Okay, and he's Middler.
Her family all died in a horrific accident or something. I don't know. I haven't got enough details. I'm doing all this from a half-filled-out wiki.
I bet all of this is answered in the first series. We just can't find the episodes.
Maybe, but I don't know if Middler was always there.
So we've got two things going on at once here. We've got Grimley is teaching Mossop how to play cricket. And we've got Marjorie Dawes, who with the scores, who is teaching Tiddler. No, he's blowing up balloons.
She's blowing up balloons that say Riddleton Springwater. So she's got in some sort of hooky water game.
Yeah,
like
Peckham Spring.
Like Only Fools and Horses. And she's doing a launch with a lot of balloons. I don't know what's going on.
Her logic for the balloons is remarkably shaky as well.
What was it?
It's basically, I'm going to be selling this Riddleton spring water.
Yeah.
I'll put the balloons outside the shop so that people will know I'm selling spring water there. And when they go past, they can get some spring water. Now, I don't know that balloons are doing any better a job than a sign.
Didn't she say if they take a balloon, then it'll be like an advert or something like that? Did I add that in?
No, maybe she did say that. Maybe at this point I just go, well, this is not a sound business plan for your hooky spring water.
No, but why is she even running a water business? It's a strange business, isn't it? She looks like she would, you know, weave or something.
Yeah, what's her job? What's
selling
income?
Water this week. Anyway, Middler just, you know, bounds into their cricket game and tries to do a header of the ball. Is that what happens?
Yeah, he says he prefers football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
he's a lad. West Country lad. Oh, I prefer football. Whee! Yeah. Well, it's not very West Country, but I'm limited.
So, he sends the ball off into the undergrowth. Mossop goes to get it and picks up a rock by mistake and bowls it at the cricket bat, which smashes.
It's not a rock, though, is it?
No, we're told very quickly it's not a rock. It's a riddle stone.
It is a riddle stone. So, if you remember your lore, you need 12 riddle stones, which you can open up to hear a riddle so that you can become a riddler.
Right.
If you get the moral. Right. I've forgotten. Anyway.
12 riddle stones make a bushel.
Yes. Anyway, so we've got one broken cricket bat.
Yes.
And some balloons in this episode so far. There's a wonderful scene I'd just like to talk about where Marjorie is with Tiddler and she's explaining the balloons to them because they are helium-filled balloons. So she's explaining that helium's lighter than air, that's why they float. And she says that Tiddler and Midler, who's also joined her, can have a balloon. So Tiddler requests a blue balloon, and she passes it over.
It's like they've specifically written this to piss me off. Tiddler and Midler, and Tiddler asks for a blue balloon,
yes.
Right? No, just call her Janet and have her ask for a red one, right? Just simpler, all round.
Janet?
Just any name that doesn't rhyme with Riddler.
Janet the Riddler? That's what you want her to be called?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying any name other than Tiddler.
He's called Mossop.
Yep.
And you want the female Riddler to be called Janet. And she can't have blue. She's got to have red.
No, she's only from an alliterative standpoint.
It's very clear they've told her to ask for blue because that's a sort of progressive gender choice for a girl to like blue.
Okay. Or, well, I'm
not saying the Riddler's is woke. Well, I'm not saying it's not. No, I think actually there is kind of. I wouldn't have called it woke then. I despise the concept of trying to define woke. But like, they're very obviously trying to be like not too gender sort of gendered like in their approach to things. Because in the first episode, they never make fun of Mossop for the idea of having ribbons in his hair because he's a boy. But it's like. Because he's a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's actually, you know, and because Mossop would look ridiculous with ribbons in his hair.
Well,
because he's a grouchy old man. Yeah, and then this, she chooses the blue balloon. And it's one of those things that's like, it's very small, but as a girl, I think you do notice.
Okay.
Because you are always sort of like looked upon to choose the girly thing. So when you see that she's choosing the blue one, you're like, that's usually for boys. It was so much a thing. Like when I was a kid that like, I would never have the pink version of anything ever.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, who would have had the pink version of things?
Tell me.
Zoe.
If you're out there, Zoe, we've got you clocked.
But I would never. I was not that type of girl. And I was, like, actively fighting against the type of girl who I thought would choose pink. Mm. Now I'm like, it's all just colours. Who gives a fuck? But at the time, it was such a thing. Anyway, she gets her balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Riddlers are apparently quite light.
Yes, Riddlers are apparently lighter than...
Maybe they don't have bones.
Maybe. That is... Not what I was expecting you to say at all.
Well, we don't know much about the anatomy of Riddlers. I've never seen one dissected.
True.
But
I'd have liked to have seen it.
If they are just fleshy wombles.
Does this mean that wombles would also float if you attached a helium balloon to them?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
No, there specifically isn't.
A rigorously... rigorously scientific experiment with controls.
Look, if someone can send us a womble and a helium balloon, that would be some fun post.
Damn right it would. Anyway, Riddlers are very light because one helium balloon is enough to lift Tiddler.
Yes.
But luckily, Marjorie's on the ball and it's indoors, so she catches her.
Mm.
She catches hold of Tiddler with one arm. But then Midler has also got a balloon, so then he starts
floating
off
as well.
Now, if you, as a listener, are wondering how they achieved this technological wonder... of levitating two puppets. They apparently didn't think of, or they couldn't put them on like a string and just lift them up, because those puppets had to be active in that scene. Mm. They had to have people, you know, moving their mouths for the rest of the time. So what they've done is filmed everything against a black screen. And they have, obviously, the two puppeteers, or more puppeteers, I don't know how many they had, are shrouded in black. So you can't see anything of them. Except you can when they have both in a scene. Because just for a second, just for one beautiful second, there's a glimpse of a man's mouth, which is uncovered as Tiddler rises into the air. And there's just a bloke's face, half a face at the bottom of the screen. Which is one of those things as a kid you'd never have noticed, but I enjoyed so much catching him out. Ha ha, I caught you.
He's great, spot little peeks behind the curtain like that.
Yes, literally in this case.
So we've got all this going on indoors. And at the same time outdoors, Mossop's decided to play a prank on Midler.
Apparently Midler loves pranks. Russell Howard loves pranks.
Yep.
And, yeah, Mossop wants to play one on him back.
Mm. So he gets this riddle stone and paints it to look like a ball.
Now, question.
Yes.
He says he's going to paint it to look like a ball because Midler has said that he loves football.
Mm.
So why doesn't he paint it to look like a football?
No idea.
Or any kind of recognisable ball.
I don't know. What he does is paint it three colours.
Yep.
So, at best, it looks like a weird billiard ball.
I think it looks like a flag.
It does, actually. Yeah, it looks like the flag of, I was going to say Mali.
Sure, could be Mali. I wouldn't know the flag of Mali, so I...
Yeah, it looks like the flag of Mali. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Is it yellow, green and red?
Yes, that's the one. Okay. Yeah, in stripes. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know why he doesn't paint it like a football.
They're quite difficult to do, to be honest.
Well, you've got to be able to paint a decent hexagon, haven't you? And
yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So, but anyway, it tries to get Midler to kick it. Midler keeps missing it.
No, I'm sorry. This is a classic. Don't try and prank a prankster.
Right, okay.
Because they know how pranks work. Midler comes out and they really push him. Oh, just kick the ball once. And Midler's saying, oh, I can't play now, I'm doing something. No, just kick the ball once. Midler is no fool.
Mm.
He's a prankster, so he knows prank. And so he goes to kick it and he goes, oh, you know, I never said I was any good at football. And misses, you know, just swipes next to it. And so they go, no, go on, have another go. And he misses again. And he's like, oh, I just can't do it. Show me how to kick it properly. It's a classic.
Oh,
it's a classic. You turn the prank back on them.
He's riddled out that there's some foul.
He's riddled it out.
See,
he's obviously more advanced in his riddling than Tiddler because he's a Midler.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a different rank.
There are different ranks of Riddler.
Well, the wiki doesn't say, but I think it's possible.
So possibly if you're a Tiddler, then a Midler, then a Riddler.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That is not confirmed. That's not canon. That's just speculation.
Wonder who owns copyright. Maybe we could get the copyright and make it canon.
Maybe we should, except you hate it.
That's true.
And we never follow through on anything that we say.
That's also true.
So anyway, Mossop kicks the ball himself, even though he should remember that it's not a ball, but he's lost sight of his own prank.
Oh yeah, which always, error number one to make. Don't lose sight of your own prank.
We get some great Mr. Grimley reaction faces to this, don't we?
Yeah, he does excellent reaction face in the background. Ooh! But having kicked this ball, it starts to open up. Well, that's it. They say, won't you damage this riddle stone? Will it still give out a story?
Yeah, you'd think he would treat the riddle stone with more reverence.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just knocking about all over the
place. Loads of riddle stones, riddled with them.
Hey!
Fuck you.
Oh, I love this new pun-friendly Liz.
I have been very unwell. Anyway, come on now. We get a story out of the riddle stone. Again, the animated story comes in.
Yeah, this stone opens up like the egg from Alien.
But this time it is one of the Aesop's foibles.
Right. Yes.
Aesop's foibles.
Aesop's foibles.
It isn't really in a Yorkshire dialect. I wonder if an American wrote that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We must get on to the story.
Mm.
Because I must hear what you think of this story. And we must get this story on properly told so that people out there can be thinking about this as well.
Okay.
Because what? Do you want me to tell a story or do you want to tell it?
I mean, I think maybe you should try and tell the story.
Okay. It's a story about a Riddler.
Yes.
Now, just to put this out there, right? The Riddlers are the main characters in this show. So I think of them as good characters. Now, I know that people out there think of them as evil and scary, but I always thought all of that was unintentional. However, when you see this Riddler, he looks awful, doesn't he?
He does.
Tell me a way in which that character is not drawn to be awful. He looks shady as shit.
He does. He looks like, he's kind of dressed like Wilford Bramble from Steptoe and Son.
Yes. He looks shady. Mm. And he's a merchant. He buys and sells things.
Yeah.
And he has something called a lollop. A lollop appears to be sort of like a llama,
yeah,
or a camel, a fluffy camel. It's not got a hump, but it carries things. It's a beast of burden, I guess. But it's called a lollop. It's not a real thing.
Yeah.
So he has this lollop.
Can I just say, lollop, really like that.
Yeah, just hearing lollop.
That's just a great word.
Good word.
Yep.
Anyway, he uses it to transport his goods that he buys. And they say that he always goes anywhere he's heard of a bargain being. And so he's heard that they're selling salt at the seaside.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to get some. And he loads his lollop up with salt.
Yes.
Right? And then walking back with the salt, there's these two huge sacks of it on the lollop. The lollop is crossing a river, and he's very carefully going on stepping stones to cross this river, when he accidentally falls in. The lollop falls in, and the salt, because it's getting wet, dissolves and, you know, is spilled in the river. But a lollop doesn't understand that. The lollop gets out of the river and realises that the load on his back is now not heavy at all. And so he's happy. He thinks that's good. Obviously, the Riddler wouldn't be happy because he's lost all his salt in the river. So he takes the lollop back the next day to get more salt. So coming back across that same river the next day with a second lot of salt, the lollop remembers how much lighter the load became, and this time he falls in the river on purpose because he doesn't want to be carrying stuff. So the salt again dissolves all down the river, and the lollop is happy because the load has become really light. The Riddler riddles out what has happened and realises the lollop's done it on purpose. So the third day, he goes and buys sponges. And so the lollop, for the third time, does the same thing, pretends to fall in the river. And it's at this point that I thought the lollop would die.
Yes, I did too.
Because the way they've drawn these sponges, there's a huge amount anyway. So I thought the weight of those sponges is going to drag that lollop down and it's going to die. It doesn't. It says the Riddler helps him out, but there's no drawing of that. If this was a police evidence, the CCTV doesn't show you helping the lollop out, sir.
Oh, I swear I did. Well, there's nothing on camera.
I mean, the Riddlers, this is a story about Riddlers told by Riddlers. So, but anyway, the lollop lives. Don't worry, the lollop lives. But it had me going there for a second. I was like, this is real danger. Now, the Riddler ends up saying, oh, we won't be doing that again, you know, to the lollop about getting the load wet to make it lighter and whatever. What, to you, could possibly be the moral of the story? Or did you think they were trying to put across to kids?
I thought they were trying to put across to kids, like, always be honest. Something like that. Like, you know, don't try and pull tricks to get out of hard work.
Right, so you think the lollop is in the wrong?
No, I think the lollop was in the wrong to jump in the water the second time.
Right.
I then think at that point, but I also think the Riddler is in the wrong, because the Riddler hasn't explained to the lollop,
yes,
which it can talk to, it can understand, to say,
yes,
that salt dissolved. That's why now we need to go back and get more salt. If it dissolves, we need to go back and get more.
Yeah, the explanation they come up with, well, that Tiddler comes up with and that Mossop confirms is correct, is that every problem has a different solution.
Awful, awful message.
Which is a terrible message. The message that I got was, throw off your capitalist overlords.
Yes.
Right? That lollop, that lollop could be doing great things with its life, okay? And instead it's tied to this Riddler, which, because it lost a bit of salt and didn't explain, it threatened the lollop's life. Nearly drowned it with these sponges. Played a trick on it to nearly drown the thing so that it wouldn't lose it money in the future. Is that lollop being well compensated for its time?
Not in the slightest.
I don't think it is well enough. I don't know what that story was, but the story that they told us is not every problem has a different solution.
A more accurate message out of this one, don't trust Riddlers.
Don't trust Riddlers.
Yeah.
That's also a message. I was prepared to defend the Riddlers before I saw that.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Now I want to see a show about the lollops.
Oh, show me the lollops. Well, clearly this is why there aren't any lollops around. They've all been killed off. The beasts of burdens for these pissing Riddlers.
Yeah. It does really make you think about what the rest of the Riddlers are up to.
Yeah. Oh, don't like it.
Not
like
good.
It at all.
And, not good morals.
And why, on hearing these kind of stories, is Marjorie going, yeah, fine with them coming in and out of the house? That's fine, yeah.
Yes, Marjorie's very accommodating to the Riddlers.
Yeah, she lets them go in and out as much as they like. And, you know, again, there's nothing that they're offering her. You know, other than...
No, exactly. There's only one last bit to wrap up about this episode, and it made me slightly feel that the name of the episode was written, the title, before the plot. Because then, or possibly the song was written. Because they decide to make a necklace out of the Riddlestone.
Yes.
Even though the Riddlestone looks, I would say, like a cricket ball-sized amount of tarmac.
Yes.
It is not in any... That has now been painted, roughly, by a Riddler with his puppet hand. It is not in any way an attractive stone. But the episode's called The Riddlestone Necklace, so they decide to make a necklace out of it, and then they sing a song about a necklace.
They sing a song, I believe the title of which is She Will Love It.
She will love it. Because they're going to give Marjorie the necklace.
Yes, so Mossop is saying she'll love it, and... Mr. Grimley has eyes, and so, he's like, she really won't.
He really does not want this shit. No. Well, there's this whole bit with Mr. Grimley trying to thread a thing through it, even though it's got a hole about the size of a twopence coin.
Yeah,
he can't seem to get a bit of string through
it. It's all just filler. It's filler. In fact, this song is too long. I couldn't be asked to learn a dance, so I'm just gonna vamp that I can't thread this bit of PVC pipe that someone's put some plaster of Paris around and painted. I'm just gonna vamp for 2 minutes while we do this bloody song again. So Marjorie and Tiddler come out. And they present it to Marjorie, and she goes, oh, this would be perfect. Ties it onto the balloon as a weight.
Yes,
so that
Tiddler
doesn't fly off. And then they explain about the balloons. Mossop grabs one and starts taking off.
And there's a hell of a CGI.
Oh,
as
incredible.
He floats off into the air. You haven't seen CGI like that since... you've never seen it like that.
Never seen it like
even
that.
At the time, it was quite poor.
I mean, I think that was James Cameron's inspiration for Avatar.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure that was...
Now, why are you trying to get me to talk about Avatar? You know I'm furious. It was so shit. How are we still talking about Avatar? How these films not come out yet? It wasn't even that good. I don't understand it. There's so many films that people think are good that I do not understand on any level why they like them. But that one, that's way up there. Oh, man. I must have been working in HMV around then. We had, like, the blue standee and just copies and copies of it going out the door. And with every single one, I'm going, you'll never watch that. Not out loud. In my head.
See, now it's disappointing. I'd expect you to say it out loud.
I mean, I probably said it, like, you know, to their back as they were leaving. You'll never watch that, mate.
Never watch it.
I don't care if it's 3 for 20, mate. You're never watching it. It's all hype, mate. It's all hype. I don't know what you're doing.
It isn't those. I don't think there's anyone out there who goes back and rewatches Avatar regularly.
They don't. If they do, like, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with them. If somebody has a reason why they rewatch Avatar regularly, could they please tell me? And I will try to be non-judgmental, but I don't believe you. I don't believe you're out there. And if And if you really do watch it regularly, just try mixing some Fern Gully into the rotation. It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's the same movie.
It just costs a lot less to make.
It's more fun, and it's the same movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. There's more colours for a start. It's not just blue. God, I hate it so much. I can't believe it's back. I mean, it's always been there in the distant embers of my mind that there was going to be a sequel, but God in heaven. Yeah, anyway, sorry. Sorry that you did that to me. You know what saying Avatar provokes in me. You did that on purpose.
So with that, we'll go to the question then, shall we?
Well, we were going to double up on questions, weren't we?
Yes, we were, for this little
firstly
mini-series.
How do you like me now? That's always the question. But secondly, how does it hold up against its winner?
Mm.
So it lost against Inspector Gadget. I think I know how you're going to vote on this.
Oh, yeah. There should be no surprise to anyone how I'm going to vote on this. For me, Inspector Gadget, hands down all day long. All day long. It's much, much better. It's much, much funnier. It's the characters are great. No one irritated me. You know, there's a proper, like, antagonist in this whole thing. It's not made up of shit riddles that promote, you know, enforced labor of lollops, you know, and drowning characters just because they, you know, find that dissolving salt makes things lighter.
You're not going to like me for this.
I'm not. No.
But.
No.
I'll be honest.
No.
At least once since we did Inspector Gadget, I totally forgot that episode happened. And you know that's true.
I do know that's true.
I forgot that we watched Inspector Gadget. It left no trace in my mind. Whereas the Riddlers, I can never forget. I think this should have won against Inspector Gadget. I think it should have won. Just based on impact.
Impact.
Of my mind.
Impact.
I don't care about anybody else's mind. I don't care that Inspector Gadget has a movie or many movies. I don't care. This has made more of an impact on me. This has scared many children, right? I like that.
I am at a loss. The thing that...
All right. I'll tell you what it is. Okay. I have no justification. I have zero justification for why I want this to win. It's all heart. In my heart, this is better. But Inspector Gadget holds nothing for me. If Inspector Gadget and every mention of it was wiped off the face of the earth, I would miss nothing. My life would be the same. But if I could never think about the Riddlers again and never think about all those times as a child that I was slightly scared but also fascinated, I'd be sad. This wins for me purely on heart, okay? So I have no justification for it. I know almost no one in the world agrees, and I don't care. This is still my winner.
I'm more at peace with you having no justification.
Because I've never admitted to that before.
And I think as well, because when you said in terms of impact and the gall, the gall to say that it's a question of impact for a show that literally no one gives a toss about, people, fans of it can't even be asked to fill out the Wikipedia properly, right? The gall, madam, the gall to say that this has more impact.
I'm sorry, but Inspector Gadget is just an Inspector Clouseau ripoff.
But it's great. He has gadget hands and gadget legs.
Oh, God, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that. It holds nothing for me.
Well.
This holds so much, I don't know, that kind of childhood show which was creepy and you didn't understand. It holds a fascination. I like that. I like that. I like when things don't quite work.
That's fair. I mean, I think that's a thing of you. As a personal choice, I can respect a personal choice. You're factually wrong, but as a personal choice, I can respect it. And for me, Inspector Gadget was by far the worthy winner of that matchup.
All right, I'll concede, because, as I say, I have no justification. Okay. In terms of how do you like me now, though?
Yes.
We usually rank it as how it's held up. I would say it's basically the same. Like, it didn't really make sense then. It's the same now.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for me that I think particularly dates it or makes it, or you go, oh, that seems a bit out of date now.
I think if we watched enough episodes, there would be, though, because it is one of those shows where they're riddling things out, so they're trying to understand the world around them. The moral of that story is so piss poor. I imagine if I watched a lot of it, there would be some things I really disagreed with.
That's the thing. I think I would like to know what all the 12 morals she had to learn were.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No. If I could have like a BuzzFeed article with them,
okay, yes,
I'd scan it. Maybe I'd open it as a tab and go, "Oh, I'll look at that in a bit," and then I'd forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like 10 months later, I'd be like, "I don't need that anymore," and close it. You know, that's the level of interest I have in learning more about this show.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, there we are. That was The Riddlers.
It finally got done.
Liz, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We're so glad to be back. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, listen to all our other episodes that are available wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, so you can find us and get in touch. And we'll be back soon. Till then, bye!